Hey guys, happy Tuesday, July 25th. This is another episode of Q&A tips from a CrossFit point of view, right? CrossFit Irvine. So the topic I wanted to talk about today was we've been getting a lot of new athletes signing up for our program. And one of the questions that I get from veterans alike and new athletes is, you know, what am I supposed to do my first day at CrossFit, or what am I supposed to do my first week at CrossFit, or even my first month? Because they have a preconceived notion or an expectation of what it's supposed to feel like based on their friends' updates, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. And what I always tell them is A, be yourself. That's first and foremost. Why? Because half of the fun of CrossFit is community, meeting new people. And if you're not being your genuine self, you won't attract real people to you. Not only like that, you'll be kind of closed off at the gym because people won't know, is that the real Rob? Is that just the gym Rob? Secondly, be an open book. I love the jiu-jitsu kind of analogy of always be a white belt, right? Always be a beginner. Even if you have a background in powerlifting, even if you played sports in college, it's been a while, right? It might have been a year break, a 10-year break. So come hungry to learn. Come hungry to adapt and increase your knowledge by 1%, right? That way it's not overwhelming and you're not having an unrealistic goal set. Come in and get better at one thing a day. Don't worry about the push. Don't worry about the sweat. That'll come by default of learning a new skill set, right? And last but not least, and for me, it's the most important thing that I kind of cultivate at CrossFit Irvine, is it has to be fun, right? If it's not fun, why do it? Right? I could easily get on a treadmill, do my back and buys, and get phenomenal results working on nutrition as well. But the reason why I personally joined CrossFit was I wasn't having fun anymore in the Globo gymming setting, right? The iTunes in my ears, going at it alone for 2 to 3 hours. I had the results, but I wasn't happy. I was fit, but I didn't know anybody, right? Maybe my brother or a coworker every once in a while would join me. But the reason I joined CrossFit and the reason why I see a lot of people, and especially the next 5 to 10 years, transferring from that personal training solo to a group training atmosphere, is it's gotten boring. It's not fun anymore, right? So one of the great things about the programming is constantly varied, right? So that'll keep the attention of any new athlete. But long term, I'm talking 1 year, 5 years, 10 years and on, you need to create that community, that fun, that family atmosphere, because that's what's gonna get A, the athlete through these plateaus, ruts, and hard times in and outside of the gym, but B, this is a great way to distinguish yourself from amongst all the other mom and pop gyms in your area. It's your essence, right? It's your 2 cents, your flavor. What's important for you and your community? Is it the social hour? Is it continuing education? Is it outings to the beach with extended family? Whatever version of Ohana or community you can create, that should be the foundation. Why? Because everyone can do constantly varied functional movement at high intensity, but your version, your community, your coaching style is very unique to you. So spend the most time focusing on that as a coach, as a trainer, as an owner, and as an athlete, focus on having fun and meeting new people. The byproduct of your training session should be the wellness and fitness. It shouldn't be the priority. Your priority should be getting in and meeting people and having fun. Why? Because if you're having fun and you meet a bunch of really cool people at a certain hour, they'll hold you accountable. You'll be consistent. And we all know consistency is king. So when trying out a new CrossFit, be it a day, week, or month, meet people. That's a good kind of measurement for how the coaching and community is. If they're good people, the community and the coaching will mirror that. Okay, guys, if you have any questions about running a small business, specifically a gym, CrossFit affiliate, if you have questions about joining a CrossFit, if you're nervous, if you're on the fence, let me know. I want to help you guys out. Okay, guys, we'll see you tomorrow.